Welcome, deep divers. If you're like me, navigating reports, dashboards, news feeds, you know how vital it is to actually understand the info you're seeing. Today, we're diving deep into the, well, really fascinating world of data visualizations. Our mission, pretty clear. Unpack how data gets turned into these compelling images that can inform, persuade, but also how they can mislead. The goal is to give you the tools, to tell the good from the bad, the honest from the manipulative, and the visuals you see every day. Think of it like building your own data lie detector.
Exactly. And in this information-saturated world we live in, we're just bombarded with charts, graphs, infographics. Visual data has become this like indispensable shortcut. It's how most of us get knowledge quickly and make decisions. So understanding how to critically assess these visual shortcuts, it's not just a nice-to-have skill anymore. It's actually crucial for making informed choices and, frankly, for critical thinking generally.
Okay, so let's start right at the beginning. What are data visualizations exactly? At its core, it's simple, right? It's just showing data in some kind of image, going beyond the raw numbers on a page.
Yeah, moving past the spreadsheet.
Right, think about the common types you see everywhere, your standard pie charts, bar graphs, maybe more complex plotted data. But it's also things like infographics. Those are huge online for boiling down complex topics. And even, animations can be a really powerful type of data of ease when they show data changing over time. The main goal always is to present data so it's easy to grasp without losing the important details. And let's be honest, our brains are just wired to prefer a good picture over a list of numbers. Who doesn't find a clear chart easier than a wall of text?
And that's precisely why they're essential. If they're done well, visualizations communicate complex stuff faster, more effectively than a spreadsheet ever could, just showing raw data. It's tough for most people. It's genuinely hard to spot patterns or trends or outliers just by glancing at numbers.
Yeah, your eyes just glaze over.
Totally. Visualizations help illustrate the insights from analysis in ways lists of numbers just can't. But what's critical here is there are so many ways to show data, right? Charts, graphs, plots. It's not just about making something pretty. It's about choosing what chart or graph to pick and why it's the right tool for that specific data and the message you want to send, making it effective, meaningful.
Okay, so if the goal is meaningful communication, how do we nail down what good actually looks like in data visualization? For that, I think we have to turn to the foundational work of Edward Tufte. He's like the authority in the field, right? His principles are often seen as the gold standard, the benchmark.
Indeed. Tufte's principles. They're timeless because they really cut to the core of communicating effectively. First, he talks about excellence. It's this idea of offering the greatest number of ideas in the shortest time, using the least amount of ink in the smallest space. So what that means for you, the viewer, is this. If a visualization doesn't earn its pixels, if it doesn't add clear, distinct information, it's basically failing that excellence test. Think of it as ruthless efficiency for your brain. Every single element has to contribute something meaningful.
I love that phrase, ruthless efficiency. It makes me immediately think of all the cluttered charts I've seen, just noise.
Precisely. Next up is integrity. This is absolutely fundamental. It's the necessity for accurate data, clearly labeled, unambiguous. The visualization should never try to mislead the audience.
Right. No funny business.
Exactly. The core insight here is that visual spin is still spin, no matter how nice the chart looks. Always look for clarity in the labels, the sources, and crucially, the context. If something feels a bit off, you got to scrutinize its integrity.
That's powerful. And it leads right into the next one, doesn't it? Maximizing the data-ink ratio.
Yes, this is about ink on the page or pixels on the screen.
So if it's not ink that actually represents the data or directly supporting the data, it should probably go.
That's the idea. Every element should be valuable, required.
Right.
No gratuitous additions, no fancy decorations that don't actually help convey information.
I remember seeing this one annual report. The bar charts had these like elaborate 3D effects, shadows, gradients, even little animated sparkles if you hovered.
Oh, wow.
It looked modern, I guess, but it took me a good minute just to figure out which bar was actually taller. Talk about non-data ink.
That's a perfect example. It's about stripping away everything non-essential. Get rid of the chart junk, as Tufte calls it. And finally, Tufte emphasizes aesthetic elegance. This gets at the idea that simplicity, it can be way more powerful than clutter.
Less is more.
Pretty much. Complexity isn't always a virtue. Often, a clean, elegant design communicates information much more effectively than some over-designed, busy monstrosity. The elegance comes from clarity, not fancy decorations.
So to make these principles real, Tufte himself praised some amazing examples. He famously called Charles Joseph Menard's map of Napoleon's Russian campaign the best statistical graph ever drawn.
Ah, Menard's map.
Classic. It really is, from the 19th century, but it shows this immense amount of info, troop numbers, temperature, geography, their path, all in one incredibly elegant, impactful visual. It just nails excellence and data ink ratio.
Absolutely. It tells a whole story.
And for more modern examples, you can check out the Information is Beautiful website. They celebrate and award visualizations that meet these kinds of high standards. They showcase some stunning work. I remember seeing one on Buddhism principles that managed to illustrate really complex concepts with such clarity and grace. These are real examples of how powerful data visuals can be when they're done right. They set the bar.
Okay, so we talked about how powerful and yes, elegant data visualizations can be when they follow principles like Tufte, but what happens when those principles aren't just ignored, but actively, you know, twisted?
Right, the dark side.
That's when data viz shifts from enlightening to actively misleading. And it's crucial for all of us to recognize these pitfalls, whether they happen by accident or on purpose.
Yeah, definitely a critical skill. So what are some of those common red flags we should be watching out for? The signs that a visual might be designed to confuse, or worse, deceive?
Well, one really common tactic is hiding relevant data or inaccurately representing it.
Yeah.
This could mean messing with the scale or proportion on an axis, like the y-axis.
Ah, the truncated axis trick.
Exactly. Or changing where a chart starts or ends to kind of nudge you towards a conclusion the data doesn't actually support. If an axis doesn't start at zero, for instance, a tiny change can suddenly look like this massive jump.
Always check the axis. That's rule number one, maybe. I saw a chart once about budget cuts where the y-axis started at like 95% of the total budget. Made a 1% cut look absolutely catastrophic. It definitely grabbed my attention, which I guess was the point.
Precisely the point. Another common thing is showing too much data. Information overload. You often see this with overly complex 3D graphs that are just really hard to read.
The ones that make your eyes hurt.
Yeah, they can confuse the viewer or maybe give this false impression of, wow, look how thorough this analysis is, when actually they might be trying to bury the key points in all that complexity. If you can't easily figure out the message, the chart might just be designed to be impenetrable.
Oh, that reminds me of those charts that look like they were exploded in a kaleidoscope factory. All flash, zero substance.
Right. And then there's the glaring lack of context, labels, or any info explaining what you're even looking at or why it was made. If you can't tell what the units are or where the data came from, if the source is missing, huge red flag. It's either poorly made or intentionally opaque.
Okay.
And sometimes people use the right data, but they present it in really confusing ways. Maybe using a pie chart for categories that don't add up to 100%. Or using a line graph for things that aren't connected over time. The data might be technically right, but the way it's presented subtly guides you to a conclusion that the data itself doesn't actually support. Very. If you want to see some truly mind-boggling examples of what not to do, you can check out places like WTF Visualizations or the subreddit. Data is ugly. They are. Quite something. Eye-opening, for sure.
This brings up a really important question, though. Why might someone deliberately choose a bad visualization? It can't always be just an accident or poor design skills.
Yo, definitely not always an accident. The motives are often tied directly to influence and persuasion. It's a direct violation of Tufte's integrity principle. One main reason is just plain manipulation. You can make data tell very different stories depending on your specific agenda or aim. By tweaking things, the axis scales, the colors you choose, even the type of chart, you can craft a narrative that serves your purpose, regardless of the underlying truth.
So bending the data to fit the story, not the other way around.
Exactly. Another reason is exaggeration, making something seem like a much bigger deal than it actually is. You do this by cherry-picking specific data points or altering proportions visually to amplify how significant something looks.
Like that budget cut example.
Precisely. And this is especially common in political discussions or around controversial topics. People understand the power of a striking image, even if it's misleading. They can use it to really sway others to their way of thinking. They know a picture speaks 1,000 words, right? And they want those words to match their message.
So it underlines that we can't just be passive viewers. We really need to be like data detectives, constantly questioning what we're seeing. It makes me wonder, though, how often is it intentional versus just accidental? Is there even a way to tell?
That's a really good point. While there are absolutely people out there with an agenda deliberately misleading,
right,
it's also true that sometimes people just choose a bad visualization because they genuinely don't recognize that it is poorly designed or misleading.
Ah, okay. So lack of knowledge, maybe.
Yeah, they might lack the training or just the critical eye to understand the implications of their visual choices. Mm. It ends up being an accidental misstep rather than intentional deceit. Both scenarios lead to a bad visualization, of course.
Yeah.
But thinking about the intent helps us consider how we can improve data literacy for everyone.
That's a critical distinction. And building on that idea of making things better, let's shift gears slightly to something incredibly important, but maybe often overlooked, accessibility.
Yes, very important.
This is all about making sure everyone has the same ability to understand and engage with materials. It goes way beyond just data viz, really into UI UX design, the whole world around us. But for visualizations, it brings up some key questions, doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
Who is this accessible to? Under what conditions? And what tasks are you actually expecting people to do with this visual?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And accessibility in data, it presents some unique challenges that can genuinely prevent whole groups of people from getting the message. Common issues include things like labeling problems, text might be too small, unclear, maybe just non-existent, makes it hard for anyone to interpret, let alone someone with, say, low vision.
Right.
Then there are big problems with color or color contrast. This is huge for people with color vision deficiencies. If your chart relies only on color differences to show meaning, well, a big chunk of your audience might completely miss the point. A key insight becomes invisible to them.
Turning data into just confusing shapes.
Exactly. And a really frequent oversight is the lack of alternative text, alt text. That's what screen readers use to describe images to users who are blind or visually impaired. Without it, the visual might as well not be there for them.
So, okay, knowing these challenges, what does this mean for actually making better, more inclusive visualizations? How do we make sure our visuals work for everyone?
Well, what's interesting is that many of the solutions actually loop back and reinforce principles we already talked about, like Tufts' call for simplicity and clarity.
Ah, okay. Good design is often accessible design.
Pretty much. First, accessibility needs to be baked in from the very start. It shouldn't be an afterthought like, oh, quick, let's slap some alt text on at the end. Mm. Designing with accessibility in mind from day one often leads to a better design for everyone, regardless of ability.
Makes sense.
Keeping visualization simple inherently helps accessibility. Simple charts are easier to describe, easier to understand, easier to offer alternatives for. Ties right back to maximizing data ink and aesthetic elegance.
So avoiding that chart junk helps here too.
Definitely. And being mindful of colors and contrast is key for text, for the images themselves. Always ask. If someone can't perceive the colors I used, does my visualization still make sense? Does it convey its meaning? If not, you need to adjust it. Maybe add patterns or different shapes or clearer labels. And finally, think about offering different formats. Maybe provide the raw data in a table or write a clear descriptive summary alongside the visual. That can make all the difference for ensuring broader understanding. There's a great resource called Accessible Data Visualizations, Charts, and Graphs if you want to dive deeper into the specifics.
Wow, what an incredible deep dive we've had today. We've gone from appreciating the elegance and that ruthless efficiency of Tufts principles to recognizing the, well, insidious nature of misleading visuals, and then landing on the vital importance of making sure everyone is included through accessibility. This whole journey, it isn't just about understanding charts better, is it? It's really about transforming you, the listener, from just a passive consumer into an active, critical evaluator of information. You've got the tools now to spot the good, the bad, and yeah, the ugly.
Absolutely. And if we kind of zoom out for a second, mm-hmm. In this era where data is increasingly turned into images, we face this constant tension, don't we? How do we balance the speed of visual communication, which is why we use it, with the profound responsibility to ensure truth and inclusivity in that communication?
Mm.
And maybe more importantly for you listening, what active role can you play in advocating for better, more honest, and truly accessible data visualizations in your work, in your daily life? Something to think about as you navigate the visual landscape out there.
Powerful thoughts to end on. Thank you. Until next time, everyone. Keep questioning, keep learning, and keep diving deep.